Night Terror Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi, this is Michael calling out of South Dakota. We're representing here, 1320 Kello AM.
Michael, tell me about the terrors.
Okay. I got the lights on right now just thinking about it. So I was in eighth grade, and what I would do is I'd watch History Channel, and I still do from time to time, but I can't leave the TV on when I actually fall asleep now. I'd listen to you when I go to commercial, and this one time I fell asleep, woke up, and as I woke up, I looked at the TV, and it was at the foot of my bed, and they were talking about some gang, like hitmen, and, just one of those brutal, History Channel shows, and at the time I lived on my second floor, and it was telling about, this was in my old house, and it was talking about how these guys would come through, this hitman would come through, he'd climb through the second story windows, and he'd come in and kill the person or whatever and leave. And then right as it starts talking about how they've never caught this guy, the TV cuts out.
Oh, yeah.
I was in eighth grade. I'm now a sophomore in college, and that scared me to death. And so I went and I turned off the TV, went back to bed, and now I cannot sleep on a second floor. I now live in the basement. When I come back from college, I sleep in the basement. Every time I've had a dream since, here's the part where it's reoccurring. So every time I have a dream, before in dreams there'd be random stuff on TVs. Now I've never seen anything on a TV other than fuzz in my dreams, and I just can't. It's still hitting me right now, and so.
Well, you're gonna really get some sleep tonight, now, aren't you?
Yeah, I can't believe it. but this line, Night Terror Line, it got me going. So I thought I'd call in and just tell me what, is there anything? I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what to say other than that.
When I have Rosemary Ellen Guiley on again, she's our dream expert. Check in with us by all means. She might be able to help you. She'll definitely give you better advice than I could. Much better advice. Night Terror Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Ann in California.
Hi, Ann. So what's your terror?
Mine covers several of topics from your program. I had for years absolute terror dreams where I was being killed by American Indians. One of the most vivid ones, I was a boy about 9 or 11 years old, and our whole family and neighbors were barricaded in this stone building, and we were fighting the Indians, and I was loading and reloading the guns for all of the people. And as I turned to go to the other side of the room, the bedroom door opened and the Indians were coming through with a tomahawk raised. And I woke up, my heart was going a million. I was hyperventilating. But the last and the most horrible one, I was a young woman, married woman, and my present-day sister was my little sister in the dream. And we lived in the deep woods in upstate New York in about 1700. And my husband was an Indian scout and worked for the military. So he was gone a lot. And he was gone, and we lived in this very small clearing, little small settlement in the wood, in the deep forest. And there was this American Indian there that had been I helped my husband, and he had been wounded. And my husband brought him home and put him in the bed by the fireplace, and my sister and I were nursing him back to health, and we were really afraid of him. And he never said a word. He just looked at us and followed us with his eyes. And this was and then we hear this horrible commotion outside, and we realize the settlement's being attacked by Indians. And the Indian gets out of the bed, and he says to us, "Hide. There's no chance to escape, and you hide, and I will tear." Oh, he said, "Tear up the cabin, throw things around. You two hide behind the door, up in the bunks, and I will go out and join in and fade into the woods. And maybe leaving the door open, they'll think they've already ransacked
mm-hmm,
the cabin."
Mm-hmm.
So my sister got on the very top bunk behind the door, and I got on a bunk opposite the door, and I said, and I could see through the door. They were dragging women out and hitting them in the head and killing people, and it was horrible. And I thought, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can see them. And if I can see them, they can see me. And I woke up in this, and I was just in a cold sweat. Just, my heart was pounding a million miles an hour. Now, where something else comes into this is, about that time I began to study astrology. And I found that if you have Scorpio on the cusp of your 12th house, you are very likely to, if you've died a violent death in your past life, you will, most past life, you will very likely have terror dreams about it. And once I realized that, in 35 years, I have never had that dream again.
Well, see, I was going to say that your stories are so vivid, it's beyond terror dreams. It's almost as if you lived these dreams a long, long time ago. Night Terror Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yes, long-time first-time caller. My name's John Mesger. I'm in South Dakota. About this recurring nightmare I've had, I was riding my bicycle with my nephew about 8 years back now, and we witnessed a gentleman who was struck by a vehicle and who died from that incident. And since then, there's been a recurring dream that I've had where this individual, he had a very difficult injury to his head, and he comes to me, and he seems very angry in the dream. And what he has done a few times is point to his stomach when he's coming towards me.
Huh.
And since then, my sister-in-law has since come down with stomach cancer.
Oh, my God. Now, why is he upset with you? You didn't do anything.
And that's what I don't understand is, I've read a lot about these. I've been a long-time listener, and I understand that part of it is that some of these deceased, they take issue with some of the living, and I don't know why he chose me, but, I don't know if I should try to help him, but I'm very terrified by his presence, but I'd like to help him.
Do you think he thinks you're the one who hit him, who ran him over?
Well, I don't know. You hear about white noise and deceased individuals who don't know who to cast blame to, and it was a freak accident, but maybe he does think that I was responsible. I don't know.
Now, let's look at it in a different way. What if he was merely trying to notify you that your relative had the stomach cancer?
Well, see, and that's the other thing. I think that he's angry, but he's also reaching out because he wouldn't have to do that. He wouldn't have to come to me and tell me that if he was angry at me. Perhaps he's trying to help me. So perhaps he wants me to do something for him, and he'll do something for me. Because when my sister-in-law came down with it, I told her about the experience, and I told her to get it checked out. We have since kind of nipped that in the bud. So perhaps this individual is trying to help us. I don't know if you think that, if there's something I can do for this individual to help him.
I would go into your dream state and try to communicate with the guy.